I did an interview once with the Beastie Boys on one of their first tours after the album. No, it was before the album came out. They were opening for LL Cool J in San Diego. I'd known them since the Detroit days because they came to Todd's and they played Todd's. I think they played St. Andrews Hall too. But anyway, make a long story short, they said to come to the backstage sports arena to do the interview. So I went downstairs to do this interview with them. And while I'm being interviewed, they're like, "Are you sticking around for the show?" And I'm like, "No, dude, I'm actually taking the Necros down to TJ because they're in my Jeep outside." And Adam Yauch, who's the bass player in their hardcore band, the Beastie Boys, picks up his bass guitar and he starts singing a Necros song. And I like, holy fuck. He goes, "Yeah, they come to New York all the time. We went to see Necros a million times." It's like, "You did?" And they were like, "Yeah, that fucking scene from Ohio, Detroit, fucking got there because of all the buzz that was happening with, you know, the Meat Men and all these bands that were kind of like the Michigan contingency." So I grabbed the cassette, went up into the car, sat with the Necros. They're like, all of them were packed in the car at that point. I put the cassette in and I go, "You want to hear something fucking weird?" And I rewound it and I played me telling the Beastie Boys. So at that point, we're not the Beastie Boys that we all know today, but they were basically the Beastie Boys opening for LL Cool J and starting their career. The fact that they knew who the Necros were. And so they're going, "That's fucking weird. Yeah, I remember those kids showing up. They would show up at all those shows because they were like these little kids from New York that basically were, you know, punk rock hardcore kids who turned into what we now know as the Beastie Boys." But see, that's the weird thing. It's like there's influences that scene had, which go far and wider than Detroit ever did.